Now, we're going to move on to getting ready for 2016. The leader has set a very rigorous timetable and a very hard job for the party, but we have done pretty good in the first two of our three election cycles. And we're now going to hear from a number of colleagues who are representing different parts of the country and going to tell us about getting ready for 2016. So could I take this opportunity to invite onto the platform Councillor Doug Beattie, representing Portadown on Armagh City, Banbridge and Craigavon Borough Council. Could I have Councillor Doug Beattie?
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you can indulge with me slightly while I go through a slight moment of reflection as I stand here with my poppy on, as I do every year, as I know most of you do every year. And I want to take you back to me standing on a dirt track in a place called Kijaki. The sun was starting to drop, but it was still about 30 degrees and the sweat was pouring out from underneath my helmet into my face. And this motorbike started speeding towards me with two Afghans on it. And because of the suicide threat in Afghanistan at the same time, all of my soldiers dived for cover and started screaming and shouting. And I was rooted to the spot. And the motorbike stopped and the man at the back got off and he walked towards me with a bundle. And he handed me that bundle. And I looked down. And looking back up at me was two deep brown eyes. Olive skin, slightly paling. Dark black hair, shining in the last of the sunlight. Bright lips, slightly cracked, but never spoke a word. And as I looked down, I saw the blood already to seep through the dress of this young girl. And I thought to myself, where is the humanity? Where is the compassion in war? Life must get better for the people of Afghanistan. And it planted a seed in me that I would fight tooth and nail, sweat and blood, to make life better for the people of Afghanistan. Her name was Shabia. She was 6 years old. She was dead by morning. I have now left the battlefield. I have passed my sell-by date. I'm a little bit too fat. My knees don't work. My hearing isn't the best. But I still want to fight for people. And I want to fight for the people of Northern Ireland since the day and hour I came back to this country after fighting around the world. And I knew the way to do that was through the political process. But to do that, I had to set myself an agenda. I had to understand what I believed in. And this is what I believed in. I don't live in a province. I don't live in six counties, in a state or a statelet. I don't live in the north. I live in Northern Ireland. And Northern Ireland, as a country, has got a right to exist. But more than that, I genuinely believe that the people of Northern Ireland will prosper culturally, socially, economically, as part of the United Kingdom. So that's a very simplistic view, many will say. And I will agree that I really did view that in primary colours. But it gave me my starting point to go and look for somebody who I think I could be part of. And I found political parties who are absolute polar opposites from me. I found political parties who are an exercise in an individual's ego. I found a political party which could not define Northern Ireland's place in the world today or in the future. I found a political party that didn't think everybody was equal, who didn't think that different opinions and diversity was good, but they kept a narrow social narrative. But I found something else. I found a party that gave me a voice, a party that gave me opinion, a party where people can stand united together, even though they believe in some social differences. Different people, diverse views, all coming together. I found the Ulster Unionist Party. And I've only been a party member for 20 months, but I'll tell you now, I have made the right choice, absolutely the right choice, and I know I'm standing with people who believe in exactly the same thing that I believe in. So what do I have to offer? What do I have to offer now? What do I have to offer you in 2016? I'll be very simple with you. I am not educated. I didn't go to university. I don't have a degree. I don't have any A-levels. I don't have any O-levels. I don't have any GCSEs. I joined the army at the age of 16, and I've been a soldier of the Crown for the last 34 years. I have served... I have served with some of the finest men and women this country has got to offer. And I'm proud of that fact. And this is what I have. I have the values and standards which I learnt from that time in the military. Professionalism. Integrity. Selfless commitment. Courage. Both moral and physical. Respect for others. And above all, loyalty. That's what I give as Councillor Doug Beattie, MC. And if I'm selected, that's what I will give as Doug Beattie, MLA. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Doug. And can I now call... from the Maiden City, our candidate in Foyle, Julia Key.
Good morning. Several weeks ago, I was asked, well, actually I was told that I would be speaking at a conference. I consider it a privilege and an honour to have been asked to do so. I was also told how long I had to speak, so if I'm dragged off the stage, you know why. Well, here I am. My name, as some of you may know, is Julia Key, and I come from the maiden city of Londonderry. I am a mother, and I am a community worker. You might think this is more than enough, and you would be right, but just to top things off, I decided to join the Ulster Unionist Party. As a social policy graduate from the Ulster University, I was also interested in politics, but never saw just how important politics was until I undertook a diploma from the NUI Galway in the field of community development. Coming as I do from Londonderry, I am of an age when I have lived through some of the worst of times. I have seen what terrorists can do to a city, and indeed to its citizens. Anyone that visits Londonderry today will see a very different place than the one that I grew up in. I attended a school in the city side where my uniform was an issue for the majority of the population, and I was often ostracised for being a Protestant. I remember this behaviour as being very normal and a part of everyday life. In hindsight, it was so wrong to be treated unfairly for being different and a minority in my city. I decided to join the Ulster Unionist Party, the UUP, which is a fair party, a democratic party, and a party that reflects a good society, where difference is embraced and fairness is a core value, where peace and reconciliation and non-violence is at the very essence of ideals. I work in a loyalist area in Londonderry, a loyalist area on an interface with a Republican area. I see daily the way the whole area has been affected by conflict, a lack of services, educational underachievement, mental health and well-being issues, but most of all, a limited trust, no trust in each other, and no trust in politics. I also see clearly how government policies affect people in these areas. I see how the inaction of government affects health delivery, economic, social, and physical regeneration. I've worked in many programme areas, including European-funded peace projects. supporting Protestant participation in community life. I organised an international peace conference in Derry. I worked with Israelis, Palestinians, Bosnians, Nigerians and Iraqis. And through all of this, I have seen the importance of trust. Trust in one another and trust in our political systems. I've worked in youth training, supporting young people with low educational attainment into training and work. I worked to support the setting up of the Londonderry Bands Forum as part of a European Peace Funded programme. And I was honoured to attend a meeting with the elders headed up by Marty Adazari, the Nobel Peace Prize winning Finnish statesman, and Ella Bhatt, a pioneer in women's empowerment in India. We need people to make changes and show leadership like Marty Adazari and Ella Bhatt tried to do in the past, just like the Ulster Unionist Party in 1998. And one thing that struck me in all the cross-community work is the lack of trust between people, genuine togetherness and trust, always the fear that something was going to go wrong. The fear the IRA and the Republican movement instilled in the wonderful people of Northern Ireland is something Sinn Féin should be very unproud of and should apologise for. We need and people want a functional government, not a tit-for-tat government. Fair policies and procedures, not a green and orange carve-up. 5 million for you and 5 million for me has to stop. Who is benefiting from this? It certainly isn't the people of Northern Ireland. The Ulster Unionist Party is doing and always has done what is right for Northern Ireland. Country first. What do people actually currently expect from their government in Northern Ireland? They expect very little. We have the lowest turnout at elections ever. The Ulster Unionist Party is the party to turn that around. We put the country first, and now let's ask the people of Northern Ireland to help us to deliver on making Northern Ireland the best small country in the world, where people want to invest because it makes business sense, where graduates want to stay because there are opportunities, where children receive the best early years childcare provision, and where healthcare is second to none, and most importantly, a country which looks after the most vulnerable in our society. I do and intend to work tirelessly to support these. The Ulster Unionist Party, in my opinion at the minute, has a righteous wind at our backs. And as we stand on the crossroads of history, once again, we will make the right choices and meet the challenges that face us together. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Julia, for that. Can I now invite Councillor Carm McLean, who represents Bangor Central, Arnards and North Down Borough Council. Carl, thank you.
Good morning, delegates. I try not to travel this far outside North Down, Northern Ireland's premier constituency, Ulster's Gold Coast, but I suppose we must be grateful our new and most westerly MP hasn't tried to move the whole show to Enniskillen. Delegates, we can criticise Stormont, and we must and should. We can say Stormont isn't working, and we'd be right. But let's also remember that most people, mothers, workers, students, carers, couldn't care less about the bickering, the deadlock, and the shambles up on the hill. They have better things to talk about, and they have better things to worry about, like schools, their family's health, jobs, and opportunities. Stormont's concerns seem very, very far removed from everybody else's concerns. But they are connected. It's health, it's education, it's the economy that get damaged and held back by Stormont. None of these will be fixed until we have a government that works with partners that can be trusted. Consider the NHS. We spend about the same per person as in England, but one in five of us, as we've heard, is on a waiting list. A&E is at breaking point. Junior doctors want to quit. Is that okay? Education, still segregated. Thousands leaving school, having reached far less than their potential. Kids finishing school, totally unprepared for the world of work. Is that okay? The economy, well, our economy has been described as lamentable. We haven't unlocked that spirit of entrepreneurship we know is there. Business says, right now, today, political uncertainty is costing jobs. Is that okay? Even the provisionals have a recruitment freeze on at the moment, apparently. But maybe we should be grateful for that. More is spent on each person in Northern Ireland than anywhere else in the UK, but London is still making up a shortfall of £10 billion every year. We have our great devolved government, but we can't balance a budget, we keep running out of money, and we keep asking for more. Is there a person in Northern Ireland who thinks the executive spends wisely the resources we've been given? I want us to be at the heart of the political life of the UK. And with uncertainty hanging over the future of the United Kingdom, there's a heck of a lot of work to do to secure our place in it. Yet, before the last two general elections, the DUP simply demanded more money in exchange for supporting a potential coalition. That's not unionism. We need a unionism that will keep us in the union. The two largest parties... The two largest parties have now had several years to show they are prepared to make difficult choices and move us forward. They have blown it, and they know it. But pointing fingers is not going to give us the government we need. People want a party they can trust, a party ready to lead. People want an alternative. We're the alternative. If selected to the Assembly by the people of North Down, I am prepared to make difficult decisions on how we use our resources in health, in education, in the economy, sensible and difficult decisions that allow us to grow our way to success. That's why you go into government, to show the way forward, not to stand in the way. I expect much more of this country and for our people than what we've been given, and I refuse to call what we have success. If you hear in the next few months a politician telling you otherwise, they are condemning you and your children to the poverty of their low expectations. If selected for this election, I will ask everybody in North Down to vote and send a message. Now, that's people who usually vote, that's people waiting for a party to give them a reason to vote, and that's people who are so turned off by Northern Irish politics, they've stopped voting altogether. But we do have to vote. If we let our disgust with politics keep us from voting, the same old show continues. And it's time to show the door to the conductors of the misrule of the last several years. Enough is enough. There is a better way. Change is not only possible, it's absolutely inevitable as and when we all vote for it. We are wasting the talents of a generation, and I know we're better than this. We've been let down by politicians, they are holding us back, and deep down they know it. People in North Down, people in Northern Ireland are fed up with being fed up. We want change, we want credible government. And this party, the Ulster Unionist Party, is ready to step up. I think people are ready to send politicians a message, actually. And if I am selected, I will ask the people of North Down if they will let me carry that message. Bring on the election.
Well, thank you very much indeed to all of our speakers there. I think it was very inspiring to hear those messages.